M. Night Shyamalan stays in his comfort zone with the new thriller, Trap.
What's with all the police everywhere?
I'm not supposed to tell.
The story follows a serial killer hiding as a normal family man who takes his daughter to a concert, only to learn he's been targeted by police. He must then use his wits to escape capture.
They're watching all the exits, they're checking everyone that leaves. There's no way to get out of here.
I've been a fan of Shyamalan since his debut 25 years ago, and he works best when he's doing straightforward Twilight Zone movies and overt suspense. With that in mind, he weaves a clever game of cat and mouse here.
He's realized he can't get out. He's going to try to cause chaos.
There are some silly moments, like the casting of his daughter Salika as the hot young pop star, and a few too many twists that leave you thinking, well, that was a coinkydink. But for the most part, the story keeps you guessing and takes you beyond just a simple sting at a rock concert.
I've never felt this before. I feel out of control.
Josh Hartnett is the MVP here, playing the perfect psychopath whose normal demeanor never quite rings true, but is still completely believable.
Dad, what are you doing? You're acting weird.
The film goes on a bit too long, but overall it's a slick summer thriller that kept my interest.
This dude is next level insane.
Trap gets 3.5 concert tickets out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.